It's new from Ernesto Ferreira from the Memoria Collectiva EP. And like I said, you can find this on Mutech Recordings. Remember the track list. Join the mailing list, flowmotion.info@gmail.com. And next up, we've got ADJ live in the studio to do a live set for us. And we'll be speaking to him afterwards. It's Resonance 104.4 FM. And this is ADJ. Thank you. Resonance 104.4 FM. Flow Motion every Saturday 8 till 9:30. And well, he's got great a great number of fans, from the late John Peel to Andrea Parker and myself included as well. ADJ, thanks so much indeed for that.
Thank you very much. Really enjoyed it.
Sounded great. And lots of new bits and pieces in there from you, yeah?
Yeah, most of what you heard today is new stuff from the last few months apart. The only track that wasn't is probably about a year old, which is the last track, which is the next track that's coming out on Touching Bass, which will be available next week.
Great stuff. Yeah, tell me about that. It's an EP. Tell me what it's called and where
people
can get it.
It's called Dopehead on a Moped EP, which comes from a silly accident I had when I fell off my moped. And I wrote a track the day after and thought I'd name it after that.
Well, there you go. Something good came of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's good. Excellent. And that's coming out as a 12-inch on Touching Bass, yeah?
Yeah, there's a 4-track 12 that's coming out next. I think it's next week, next Monday it's coming out.
Okay, cool. And for people who can't track it down for whatever reason, they can download that as well?
Yeah, I'm sure. You can download it from iTunes as well, because all Touching Bass releases are now downloadable through iTunes.
Superb, okay. Give us a bit of background. You've got many aliases. You've recorded for lots of different labels. Tell us, you know, maybe there's a lot to talk about in the short time we have here on the show tonight, but tell me a little bit about what got you into this whole thing in the first place.
Don't know. I've been a music collector since a young age, since my early teens. I've always collected music, of all kinds of music, jazz, funk, soul, reggae, hip-hop. My main love is electro music. That is my main love, and electronica and stuff. I grew up through all kinds of music and then got into the acid house craze.
Right.
And literally went through from there, listening to house, listening to really early Detroit techno, and moving on from there into UK music like Orteca and Black Dog and people like that, who have huge influences on what I do.
Yeah.
People, even house music, people listening to like people like Larry Heard and old acid music and stuff. It's just all come from there, really. Just an amalgamation of all the music that I've heard.
So how important is the live thing to you? Because obviously a lot of people will know that as maybe people who collect music anyway, you know, maybe don't get the live thing so often, right? But to me, your set it always sounds really live and quite big, and especially that performance you just did there was pretty incredibly huge at times, right? And very live sounding. So who has kind of influenced you on a live level?
All kind of Orteca, I think, I was lucky enough to hear Black Dog when I was younger. All kinds of people, really. Carl Finlow, people like that. Wee DJs, heard him live a little while ago, and he absolutely kicked it. He was brilliant. It's just, I think your sound needs to be alive. That's what it needs to be. There's so many. I mean, even though a lot of music's done on computers nowadays, it needs to be. It needs to sound like it's got that analog life to it.
Yeah,
and it's back then the sounds used to literally fuzz with life because they had all the buzz around the outside of them, and I think digital's taken that a lot away. So you need to know what you want from your sound. If you want it to be flat and clean and square and digital, then that's what you want. But you can even make digital sound quite analog. It's just how you push it and how you work it.
Absolutely. You know what you're doing, don't you?
Sort of.
People who want to see you live can do that. I guess the next time will be next Saturday, the Resonance FM fundraiser at the ICA. You're going to play live?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Yeah,
excellent.
Myself and Pafik and yourself as well.
It's going to be a good night, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
It'll be a good night.
And I'll mention about tickets later on in the show, but basically check the ICA website for that, ica.org.uk. And also you're playing... When are you playing after that? You're doing some more gigs as well this year?
We're playing the next day after that, on the Sunday in Brick Lane down the Cafe 1000. That's a bi-weekly thing that we do with the Scan guys. It's just a good place to go on a Sunday night and hear some good music. We play everything from electronica to some 4/4 to some good electro, a little bit of just whatever, some really nice music.
Okay, and where is that again? That's
on the Sunday, that's next Sunday after the ICA.
Okay.
And the big thing coming up is the Block Weekender next month up in Norfolk, with a list of amazing people playing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to perform down there. What day are you playing down there?
We're playing on the Saturday night, I think, me and Pafik.
Okay, great. And that's sold out, you were saying earlier, right?
Yep, completely sold out. So it shows there's people out there that like good music.
It does. It really does prove that, doesn't it? And that's going to be an amazing weekend as well.
Yeah.
So that's good. And websites. How do people get involved in what you're doing, sort of check what you're releasing? And
we've got the Pyramid Transmissions website, obviously it's www.pyramidtransmissions.com. You can find out most of the time where we're playing, what we're doing. We've got new music that goes on there all the time to be downloaded. We've got our back catalogue on there. So you can find out pretty much what we're doing from there, and there's always new music going up on there.
Nice one, that's brilliant. And yeah, so best thing to do, look out for the Dopehead on a Moped EP, Touching Bass. Yep. I just wanted to say it, to
or
be honest.
Dopehead off a Moped, that would probably be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, there you go. And yeah, great EP, and you can hear a bit of that in the background now, but we'll play it in full next week so people can actually enjoy it, because you didn't play it in your set, so that's
I played the last track, that was it.
That's right.
I thought I'd play some new stuff.
Cool stuff. All right, well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, really appreciate it.
Nice one.